Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area. School updates proudly presented here on KCSI by your friends at Shenandoah Sanitation, 712-246-3350.
Back in the classroom, open your books.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 17 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, and I am joined now by the Stanton Community School District, and I have with me the high school principal, Katie Elwood. Ms. Elwood, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
How are things going in the classroom this year?
It's going good.
Everybody's at it.
Yeah.
Are we at the end of the quarter?
Today is it for the quarter. It's hard to believe. I think it's gone really fast. Yeah.
Today. You brought a guest along with you today.
I did.
Can you introduce your guest to us?
My guest this morning is Tristan Elwood.
Tristan Elwood. Tristan, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's nice to meet you, Tristan.
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to visit with your mom, and she tells me that'd be Katie Elwood, by the way. So she's told me a lot about you, so nice to get to meet you. You are what year in school?
I'm a freshman in high school.
How tall are you, Tristan?
6'2", 6'3".
I think he's taller than that. We need to get a tape measure out here. I think you're taller than that. You're a freshman. I'm going to go with 6'3". How about that? You play football? Yes, Katie.
Oh, I think his tennis shoes have a little bit of a heel on them. I always tell him that. So he tries to gain an inch with those.
Who's taller?
I think I currently am, but I'm afraid that isn't going to last much longer.
So tell me what all you're – as a freshman, Tristan, tell me what all you're involved with this, with the Stanton School.
So I'm involved in football, baseball, basketball, and track.
Favorite of those would be what?
Baseball.
What position you play?
I pitch and play first base and outfield.
What do you like most about baseball? Why is it your favorite?
I like pitching a lot because it's just fun to go out there and do your thing.
So you're active. I mean, you're all seasons. You're going on. So football right now, what position you play in football?
I'm a tight end on the offensive side and a defensive end / safety on the defensive side.
Yeah. Big target there as a tight end, too. Yeah, I like it. This year, you have who tonight? Who do you have?
We play Melcher Dallas tonight.
Okay. Ready for that? Got your game plan put together? All right, let's talk about the classroom. What's going on in the classroom? What classes do you have that you take?
I take first hour health, second hour a careers class, third hour civics, fourth hour Spanish. I have a study hall fifth. Sixth hour, we have English 1. Seventh hour, I take a biology class. And eighth hour take Algebra 1.
Oh, I like it. What's your favorite in the classroom?
Probably Algebra 1.
Good for you. All right. What do you want to do with that? I mean, you're a freshman. When do you pick a track? Like a track for – I know that happens somewhere in that.
Yeah, they've started kind of a four-year plan planning that out. Now, obviously, that can change at times too. But, yeah, they start that career interest and looking into – yeah, what they want to go into.
I think, a freshman, that's early. I think it might even start some that's early.
Yes.
A lot of room for movement within that. But what do you think you want to do? You want to go to college? You want to go to work?
I want to go to college to be an athletic trainer.
Cool. I like it. You're dialed in, ready to go. So, okay. Let's talk about the schools.
Okay.
Ms. Elwood, what do you want? Where do you want to start here with your update from the –
well, like we said, today is the end of the first quarter. So we'll have parent-teacher conferences coming up. Those will be Monday, October 27th, and those run from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And again, we don't have school on Mondays, so that fit right into our schedule. Elementary parents, there's an email that went out earlier this week on how to sign up for conferences, and they can sign up all the way through Monday, October 20th. Middle school, high school parents will not schedule conferences. That's more of kind of an open house format where teachers are in their classrooms and parents can, walk around and meet with teachers that their students have. So, again, that'll be coming up Monday, October 27th from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Can't believe that, but here we are.
I know it.
Wow.
Okay. Well, and I think with a four-day week, it seems like it's gone. And we haven't had, the entire time as a four-day week, but it's seemed to go pretty fast.
Have you adjusted to the four-day week? You like it?
I think I have, but then my staff will tell you I'll send emails out thinking it's Monday and it's really Tuesday. And so I still am getting a little confused at times, but no, I think it's going well. Seems to be going well for our students and staff. And so.
Okay. High school teammates. Let's talk about teammates.
Yes.
Can we touch on that?
Yep. Teammates mentoring. We continue to look for additional mentors. I think that's going to continue to be an ongoing thing. So if at any point you would like to apply to become a mentor, you can find an application at teammates.org online. You can also contact Mrs. McDonald or myself at the school if you have any questions about it. It's one time a week, about 20 to 30 minutes that you meet with your mentee. And it's not necessarily homework-based or anything like that. It's building a positive relationship. And the students, I know, really look forward to having that opportunity each week to meet with their mentor and build that relationship and have some, you know, a trusted adult that they can, you know, play a game with, mm-hmm. or just meet with and talk about how things are going. So
it's a great program.
It's a great really program. Yeah. Yes.
All right. High school volleyball. Let's say volleyball. Talk about volleyball.
Yeah. So from the high school side, our volleyball team beat Bedford in the first round of the conference tournament this week. They won 3-2. And then on Tuesday night, we lost to Sydney. The Vikings battled hard Tuesday night against the Sydney Cowgirls, but came up short, falling in straight sets. Despite the loss, they showed determination through the match, keeping several rallies alive with strong defensive play and teamwork at the net. They will regroup, and they went ahead and last night met Fremont Mills for the third-place game and ended up losing that match. But I know they have a tournament this weekend and then are looking forward to regional play next week. We start that Monday night. So
it's postseason time.
It is already.
Yeah.
Again, I just can't believe how quick it's gone. So
absolutely. All right, let's talk about basketball a little bit. You know, it's going to be basketball season soon, Tristan. So junior high boys basketball, what do you have there?
Our junior high boys basketball will be starting on Monday, October 20th. Please make sure your son and yourself as a parent have joined the junior high boys basketball team on the Remind app so that Coach Weiss can communicate with everyone. They'll have their first 3 weeks before their first game on November 11th versus East Mills in Stanton.
November 11th? Oh, wow, that's going to be here very soon, so put that down. Mark that on your calendar. Let's talk about football, Tristan. Bring me up to date there.
The high school boys host their last home game Friday, October 17th, and they have successfully added an opponent for week 9. The team will travel to Bussey, Iowa to take on Twin Cedars Friday night, October 24th. Go Vikings.
All right. And weight room news. What's going on in the weight room?
It's truly exciting. The Viking Productions media class just completed round 1 of posting the lifting records for the boys by body weight division. The record boards are now mounted in the weight room. 1-rep maxes have been kept since 2004 for bench press, back squat, cleans, and straight bar deadlifts. Round 2 will consist of adding our girls' division and will also be tracking 2 additional lifts, hex bar deadlift and front squats. The weight room is open every Monday through Friday morning at 6:25. If you are in grades 7 through 12, join us. If you have graduated, stop by and check out the record boards and the enthusiasm. You might still be able to find your name, but hurry up. Your records will be eclipsed soon. Stay tuned for the latest updates as we share our new record holders.
Cool. Very good. So stop in and enjoy. Okay. My 2 cents. Go to the weight room.
Absolutely.
Boys, girls, cross country, basketball, mm-hmm. volleyball, baseball, softball, go to the weight room.
Yes. I mean, I look back at something I wish and as a high schooler we yes. had more of, you uh-huh. know, and then as I got into college and we experienced that, it's definitely yeah. helpful. It helps In a lot of ways, yeah. Mentally, absolutely. Injury prevention, just
yes,
it's very important.
It
so.
Is across the board. It's good.
Yep.
Okay, I'm happy to see you agree with me. So what?
Yeah.
I think most people do that know that it's important. Sometimes yeah. it's hard to get out of bed and go.
It is, but there's a lot of excitement and it's neat. I mean, I know Coach Grubbin has said that they're looking at those records and
yeah,
what do I need to do to get that
I
record and there's. A lot of motivation there, so it's good to see.
The book fair, tell me about that.
Yep, the Scholastic Book Fair will be coming soon. The fair is open during school hours, Monday, October 21st through Friday the 24th. On Monday, October 27th, it will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. during parent-teacher conferences. The students will be visiting next week and making out their wish lists. Please add 7% sales tax if sending money with your students, and know that there is no obligation to purchase the books or items your student has chosen. All purchases turn around and benefit our school library with new books that they can check out. And at the end of the day, the goal is encouraging all students to read. So we do, you know, enjoy having that at the school. And like I said, it's great that the students have an opportunity to go through and pick out some things that they might want to read.
I've said before, I love the book fair. When I was growing up, it was a highlight, man. I love going to the book fair. So there you go.
Yep.
Music news. What's going on? What's Mr. Lance up to?
The music students have been working hard on The Sound of Music, and that will be presented at the Wilson Theater on Thursday, November 13th and Friday, November 14th. The shows will start at 6:30 p.m. each night. The cost is $10 for adults and $5 for students, and tickets are on sale now here at the Wilson Theater in Red Oak. And they've been putting in a lot of time after school and really working hard on that musical. So we're looking forward to that presentation.
And I think you purchase the tickets online or at the Wilson Arts Center.
Correct.
So there you go.
Yep.
Corner Conference, Junior High Choir Festival.
Yes, our junior high students have also been working very hard in preparation for the Corner Conference Festival. That is next Tuesday, October 21st, and that will be in Essex. All of our junior high students are involved in this, and they will travel to Essex after lunch, and they'll practice with other conference choirs. And then at the end of the day, they perform four selections together. They bring in a guest to help with that, and then each school performs a special number as well. The concert begins at 5, and if you are interested in going to hear, you know, the junior high sing, they have done an excellent job. Looking forward to that. It is $5 to get in, just so everybody knows that in advance. And like I said, I know Mr. Lance has been working very hard with them. The students have been putting in a lot of time, and looking forward to that.
That's next week.
Yes.
Next week. So mark that down. And Veterans Day. Tell me about Veterans Day.
Our Veterans Day program is coming up on Tuesday, November 11th at 10 a.m. Our government class puts that on, and along with that, all music students K through 6 are preparing music along with the junior high and high school band and choir. The public is invited to attend this event and honor our veterans.
Another great thing to support. Again, yes. Katie Elwood with me this morning, the high school or the principal with the Stanton Community School District, and Tristan Elwood with me as well, freshman at the Stanton Schools. Okay, Tristan, student of the week. Tell me about the students of the week.
Our elementary student of the week is Brody Pearson. Brody has been a kind friend to his classmates. He is helpful and works hard. He does a great job with following expectations.
All right. And you're then, is that middle school? High school.
High school student of the week is Rylan Greben. Rylan is a leader both in the classroom and in activities. He serves as a positive role model for others and consistently shows respect towards his peers and adults.
All right. The yearbook, Mrs. Carpenter would want us to mention the yearbook, Ms. Elwood, so tell me about that.
Yes, beginning October 28th, the price of the 2026 yearbook is going to increase to $60. So get yours now for the lowest price all year. By purchasing a yearbook, you also get access to hundreds of digital photos as well as the hard copy. The purchase is easy with many available options. You can find a yearbook student, you can contact Mrs. Carpenter, you can order online through Jostens, or there is a QR code on our bulletin that you can also scan. Lots of ways that you can order that and keep those memories for the future.
Absolutely. I love the yearbook. Yeah. Let's talk about the Stanton Red Oak Dance Team, the Food Pantry Drive.
Yes.
It's tonight, right?
Yeah. At the football game. Yes. Yeah. Yep. So we are hosting a food drive to collect essential items for local families and individuals in need. Every donation brings us closer to building a hunger-free future. We ask that you drop donations off at the entrance of the game that you are attending. And again, that is tonight at the Stanton football game. They're searching for cereal, canned fruit and vegetables, canned meat, pasta, spaghetti sauce, soup, laundry detergent, dish soap, toilet paper, and any non-perishable items. So if you can help donate to that, please do so.
Had the opportunity to watch them last Friday night at halftime, and it was most enjoyable. So
yes,
there you go. Let's talk about the schedule. So Tristan, tell me what's going on that people need to be aware of.
Some upcoming events. So Friday, October 17th, the high school football team plays versus Melcher Dallas at home, and that's parents' night. Saturday, October 18th, there's a volleyball tournament at Lewis Central. And then Monday, we have no school. There's a volleyball regionals at Stanton. Tuesday, October 21st, at 5 o'clock, the junior high corner conference vocal at Essex. And there will be a book fair that night. Wednesday, October 22nd, regional volleyball at home. We don't know who we play yet. Thursday, October 23rd, is the state qualifying cross-country meet in Leon. And Friday, October 24th, high school football, we'll be traveling to Twin Cedars.
Where's Twin Cedars at?
It's in Boise, Iowa.
Where's that at?
It's about a 2.5 hour drive east.
East.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
you got the game plan put together for tonight.
Yep.
What's today hold? Classroom. What holds today? Test. Assignments due.
Just assignments due. I don't know of any tests today. So.
Okay. Hopefully there are no tests then. Right. All your work's put together.
Yep.
Ready to turn in.
Yep.
Do you turn in assignments now digitally, or do you? When I was in school, you did this. You actually took and you turned in paper. Is it all digital now?
It just kind of depends on the teacher. Some teachers hand out papers and stuff like that, and then others hand out stuff over online.
All right, very good. So right now, if we had a basketball court, one-on-one, Tristan, Mrs. Elwood, who wins?
I'd say Mrs. Elwood.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of faith in me.
Good answer, young man, good answer. So, have you played? When is the last time you played?
Oh, it's been a little while. You mean just against one another?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, the two of you. Have
yeah,
you.
It's been a while. When they were in sixth grade, maybe seventh grade, we did some travel ball, and you know, we'd have practices, and I'd help coach or whatever. And once in a while, maybe go in the post and try to, you know,
post him
contest him a little bit. But he's all gotten right. taller since then. And stronger since then. So I don't know. I'm not so sure of his answer. He might take me. So right. Yeah.
What else do you have, Miss Elwood, when
well,
you touch on?
I was just going to remind everyone we have the informational meeting for our upcoming bond issue on Sunday. That's at 6 o'clock in the STEM room, 6 p.m. If you know, have any questions or are interested in hearing more about that upcoming bond issue, I do encourage anyone that's interested to stop in. Mr. Goot will have lots of information to share about that upcoming bond issue.
If you have questions, if you have comments or you have concerns, these are the opportunities to get those answers.
Correct.
To get yourself satisfied and on board or not, to know what's going on, to know what's on the table, this is the opportunity.
Yep, and to understand what's going to be on the ballot
Absolutely.
On November 4th. Yeah, I think that's important.
You
so.
Bet. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to touch
well,
on?
Well, I do want to give a shout-out. Yesterday was Boss's Day, so we want to give a shout-out to Mr. Goot, our leader of schools, and we share him with Fremont Mills, and he does an excellent job of leading both districts, and we appreciate everything he does. So I wanted to give him a shout-out here this morning, too.
You bet.
So.
He's a good one.
He is.
He's a
good
one.
Yep.
All right. What else you have over there in your stack of papers, Ms. Elwood? Anything else?
I think that's it for right now, but we appreciate you having us out here this morning, Aaron. And
absolutely.
Hope you have a good weekend.
I will. I'm planning on it. You too. You as well. Best of luck to you tonight. I know you got your game plan. You're ready to go. And hopefully there are no surprise tests today in the classroom. So nice to meet you too, Tristan.
Yep, nice to meet you.
Don't be a stranger. Nice to see you both. Again, Katie Elwood with me this morning, the principal at the Stanton Community Schools, and Tristan Elwood, a freshman football player, baseball player, basketball player. What did I leave out, Tristan?
I run track.
And track. What do you run in track?
A lot of hurdle events.
Hurdle. Well, that makes sense. All right. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both. Nice to visit with you.
When your trash pile's hot.